Today we're going to talk about five ways to venerate God's divine mercy, because this is the seventh day of the Divine Mercy Novena, and we are instructed by Jesus to pray for who?
Today, bring to me the souls who especially venerate and glorify my mercy, and immerse them in my mercy. These souls sorrowed most over my passion and entered most deeply into my spirit. They are living images of my compassionate heart. These souls will shine with a special brightness in the next life. Not one of them will go into the fire of hell. I shall particularly defend each one of them at the hour of death.
So some pretty incredible promises to those who venerate Jesus' mercy. So I want to know how to venerate God's mercy. So that's what I was thinking about today. I'm like, I want to do this. So guess what? Divine Mercy Devotions offer us five ways. This book right here, this is thick. We got 600 pages in the Diary of Saint Faustina. The word mercy appears 1,336 times. That's more than the word love. That's way more than the word faith or hope. That's more than the word forgiveness. Of all the searches that I did, the only word that appeared more was Jesus. So mercy is the theme of Saint Faustina's diary. So how do we do this? Venerate mercy, number one.
The image of divine mercy. I promise that the soul that will venerate this image will not perish. I also promise victory over its enemies already here on earth, especially at the hour of death. I myself will defend it as my own glory. I am offering people a vessel with which they are to keep coming for graces to the fountain of mercy. That vessel is this image with the signature, Jesus, I trust in you. I desire that this image be venerated first in your chapel, and then throughout the world.
So when was the first time you remember seeing this image?
That's a really good question. When was the first time that I came across this, even just the Divine Mercy? It's from my mom and dad, for sure.
Yeah? So it was always part of your family?
No, I remember there in my childhood, there was a time when we didn't know about Divine Mercy, and then a time when we did. Okay. Yeah, I would probably say I was like 10 or 12 when it came around.
Oh, okay, so we got it before you.
Well, you are a little bit older. Let's just put it that way.
Sister Henrietta was a sister at our parish, and she showed up one day talking about Divine Mercy, and then we started saying the chaplet, and we got this image. And that was the first introduction to us. And so we as a family have the image. Do we have more than one? We have a number, don't we?
Yeah, we have a few. We have a magnet on our fridge. We have a big one right over our front door. I think there's just like prayer cards all over the house.
Yeah, but the big one is right over our door. So as soon as you go outside, we have that image there. So it's a very practical way to venerate the mercy of Jesus, because every time you look at the image, you can say, Jesus, I trust in you. Very simple, very practical. So do you have an image at home? Number two.
The Feast of Divine Mercy. I want to give myself to souls. I yearn for souls, my daughter. On the day of my feast, the Feast of Mercy, you will go through the whole world and bring fainting souls to the spring of my mercy. I shall heal and strengthen them. What I find interesting about that is that at the time that Jesus was saying this to St. Faustina, there wasn't an official Divine Mercy feast day yet. It was only with John Paul II. I think it was like in the year 2000, shortly before he died, that he actually officially named the first Sunday after Easter the Feast of Divine Mercy.
Can you imagine Jesus talking to you, saying, I want a universal feast day for the church about divine mercy, and I want this image painted, and I want it everywhere too.
Yeah.
I'd be like, how am I going to do that?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't have a production company. I don't have a printing press. I don't have a marketing team. Like, who's going to listen to me? I have superiors. Like, it's going to take a miracle. Be encouraged. Like, this feast day shouldn't be here. I mean, think it came from a sister from obscurity. But now it's celebrated around the world.
Yeah, that's right.
This feast day has been inspired by private revelation. So let's rejoice in this. There's great opportunity for us to tap into torrents of grace.
That's right. So what are you going to do for the Feast of Divine Mercy? I know in the past we've gotten together with other families, and my one friend made Divine Mercy Sundays, which was really nice, you know. There was ice cream, there was strawberries, and there was blueberries for the different colored rays. You know, it's just something fun for the kids.
But you know what you're doing in this novena is you're preparing your heart for it to celebrate Divine Mercy. So you're doing something wonderful. Number three.
The Hour of Mercy. At 3 o'clock, implore my mercy, especially for sinners, and, if only for a brief moment, immerse yourself in my passion, particularly in my abandonment at the moment of agony. This is the hour of great mercy. In this hour, I will refuse nothing to the soul that makes a request of me in virtue of my passion. So obviously, this has to do with the fact that Jesus died at 3 o'clock. And I don't know if any of you just randomly wake up in the middle of the night at 3 a.m. I feel like that happens to me every so often. And when that happens, I just feel like it's God's little reminder that I'm calling you to call down on my mercy because there are souls that need it during this hour.
So when Jesus also was speaking to St. Faustina, in her diary, he recommends different ways to honor his mercy at 3 o'clock. He says, visit to the Blessed Sacrament, saying the Stations of the Cross. But he also tells Faustina that whatever she does should not interfere with her duties. Mm. So she's a religious. We're lay people. You're likely a lay person. So whatever devotion we have, it should not interfere with the duties that correspond to our state in life. Mm-hmm. So I don't have time to do the Stations of the Cross at 3 p.m. in the middle of the day. That would be negligent to my duties as a father. What I can do is just say, Jesus, I trust in you. What I can do is maybe instead of going visiting the Blessed Sacrament, I can go and just gaze upon the Divine Mercy image and say, Jesus, I trust in you. I could say quick decade of the chaplet. I can do something or just simply recall Jesus's passion to mind. So whatever our devotion is, we can do something at 3 p.m. It can become habitual, which would be a great habit, but it should not interfere with whatever duties we have.
Right. And at the same time, there might be some of you who are called to do something very, very special and unique at the 3 o'clock hour.
Number four.
The chaplet. The souls that say this chaplet will be embraced by my mercy during their lifetime and especially at the hour of their death. When I entered my solitude, I heard these words, at the hour of their death, I defend, as my own glory, every soul that will say this chaplet, or when others say it for a dying person. The indulgence is the same. When this chaplet is said by the bedside of a dying person, God's anger is placated. Unfathomable mercy envelops the soul, and the very depths of my tender mercy are moved for the sake of the sorrowful passion of my Son.
So as mentioned earlier, when I was young, a sister introduced our family to the Divine Mercy and to the chaplet as well, along with the image. So our family prayer time changed after that. We used to say the rosary daily, and then we would flip-flop, rosary, chaplet. And I have to tell you, I really like the chaplet. And it wasn't because I was so devout, but you could probably guess, it's half the time.
While I was saying the chaplet, I heard a voice which said, oh, what great graces I will grant to souls who say this chaplet. The very depths of my tender mercy are stirred for the sake of those who say the chaplet.
So when we have these devotions, we shouldn't use them as magical formulas and say, if I do this, 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 and this, it equals this. The intention, the disposition of the heart has to be seeking Jesus. And so hopefully this is why we are doing what we're doing, because we really want to live for Jesus and help others do the same and win grace for them. Number five.
Pray the Divine Mercy Novena. I desire that during these 9 days you bring souls to the fountain of my mercy, that they may draw therefrom strength and refreshment and whatever grace they need in the hardships of life, and especially at the hour of death.
So friends, you're doing this. You're doing the Divine Mercy Novena with us. Thank you. You're winning grace for souls by your prayers. You are changing eternity. Keep on going. So these are the different ways that we can venerate Divine Mercy. In recap, number one, the image of Divine Mercy. Number two, the feast of Divine Mercy. Number three, the hour of mercy. Number four, recite the chaplet of Divine Mercy. Number five, pray the Divine Mercy Novena. So with that, friends, please pray the chaplet with us. Link is right up there. Please comment below with Sidhu 2NY. And we will see you tomorrow.